Afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Very well. Where do we find you this afternoon?
Beautiful Newcastle. Yes, looking forward to this one between the Jets and Sydney. So it's the first of a doubleheader tonight, mainly involving or hosted by the two New South Wales teams. Everything's okay. The whole world hasn't shut down up here. It's okay. We're just getting on with things. Just a few restrictions and, looking forward to this one.
Now, of course, you've got the battle of... what was it? There was the Battle of the Bridge or something last time or whatever it was. What's the one between Newcastle and Sydney? The F3 or M3 or something?
Oh, it's the little brother, big brother.
Ah, okay.
Pretty much. And it's the haves and have-nots at the moment. So,
right.
Although if Newcastle win this and pull something out, they actually go above Melbourne Victory on the ladder. So that points towards how bad Victory are going. But yeah, Newcastle, not their greatest season. And Sydney have kind of struggled to really get going, but... they're getting Adam Lafondra out of quarantine, or they got him out of quarantine yesterday, which they're pumped about. But looking forward to seeing him back out there. And Sydney should be too much for Newcastle on form. And given the ability of both teams when you line them up one for one.
Well, good calling a little later this afternoon. Western Sydney take on Western United. I reckon a side with Western in the title is going to win.
Half a chance. And I think... I don't know with Wanderers. They had a win in the derby last week, but they've been so inconsistent this year. They're as likely to lose this one 3-0 and be picked apart by Western United, who can get it right away from home. So I'm not going to tip in this one. It's fraught with that. It's a health hazard tipping in Western Sydney Wanderers games this season. But it'll be an enjoyable one. And Western United cop one between the eyes against Brisbane late on Wednesday night. So let's see what they can come up with in response at Bankwest Stadium later tonight.
Well, tomorrow, hopefully we get a tip on this one then, Adam, if that's all right with you. Melbourne City, Brisbane Roar.
Yeah, City, it's impossible to tip against them at the moment, as good as Brisbane Roar are going.
Yep.
They got that win against Western United and they had three good results in New South Wales before that. Just Melbourne City are just like a steamroller at the moment. They're so good and it's really hard to beat them over 90 minutes. You can have moments of the 10, 15 minutes where you're dominating in the game, but to sustain it, no one's been able to do it in the last 3 months in the competition. I don't think Brisbane will be able to, as good as they've been. Melbourne City have just been in unreal form, and Jamie McLaren has now scored 101 goals in 144 A-League games. That
wow.
is, and he could, that, like, I'll put it in AFL terms, that is buddy-like scoring rate. Even higher, Tony Lockett type scoring rate. It's extraordinary. It's like hard to weigh up because you kick a bag in footy and it's like six or seven and it's like hard to exactly weigh it up. But like no one's even got close to that kind of scoring rate through 100 goals. And Jamie McLaren is just in career best form.
Phenomenal effort. Absolutely huge. Perth Glory, Melbourne Victory.
Yeah, Perth should be good for this one, but they've been really inconsistent. They've been really hurt by the fact that Mark McGowan closes the border. They have to go 3 weeks, 2 weeks without a game, and it's happened three times throughout the season. So they've just been unable to get any rhythm, and it showed again in the game last week when they played Melbourne City and the one before that against Macarthur. They get a chance against a pretty poor football team in Melbourne Victory. If they can't pick them apart and keep alive their finals hopes, well, they don't deserve to be there anyway. So it's a really big one for Perth Glory.
Well, speaking of Melbourne Victory, the interim coach a little bit upset with the new coach, Tony Popovic. Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah, so Tony Popovic comes in next year. So he'll get here in like July and kick over and get things going at Melbourne Victory, try to get them back on track. And the story is that he's been telling players or through their agents they're not required for next season. The only thing is that no one's told Melbourne Victory and Steve Keane, the interim boss, that that's the case. It's made to sound like he's going behind his back.
Mm.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure Tony Popovic has gone through someone at Melbourne Victory Football Club to get the okay to do this, and it just hasn't been passed down the chain. So, yeah, it's a bit of a mess at the moment, but Popovic is the man to come in and clean it up for Victory eventually when he gets to the off-season.
So if that's been the case, and say, as you say, it's gone through the right channels, and we'll assume that it has done that, but if it is the other alternative scenario in which he's done it behind the back, that means the players, let's be honest, just wouldn't care, as in, like, from a performance perspective. They'd care because it's their career. But from a performance perspective, they go, well, what's the point of me even trying?
It's a good point you make there about they care about their career. I think that would kick in. Okay, yep, they've been let go by Victory, but now they've got a chance, if they are getting game time, to go out there and show prospective employers. And let's face it, in football, in sport, there's no more prospective employers possible than being a male football player, because you can play in every country in the world, potentially, if your agent's good enough. So, no, I think if I'm the player, I'm taking that as, right, I'll show you and I'm going to show everyone else what I've got.
Well, I guess watch this space with interest as well. Obviously, no names have been released. And,
no.
You know, but at the end of the day, as I say, that morale for the player, but you're right there exactly saying, look, well, I'll show you, you know, thanks very much, but I'll show you. So, no, I totally get it. Hey, Adam, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Good calling with the Newcastle Jets and Sydney FC.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
And you'll see it all, of course, on Fox Sports. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.